Listening Library presents Ballpark Mysteries, Book 8, The Missing Marlin, by David A. Kelly. Read for you by Mark Cashman. Hit 'em where they ain't. Wee Willie Keeler, on the secret of his 45-game hitting streak in 1897. Chapter 1. Under the Sea. Mike Walsh puffed out his cheeks and blew with all his might. A stream of seawater shot out of his snorkel. It arched over the deck of Uncle Oliver's boat and hit his cousin Kate Hopkins in the back of the neck. "Hey!" Kate turned around. "What are you, a fountain? Remember, we're here to see the Marlins, not goof around." Mike grinned. His freckles stood out even more in the Florida sun. "Do you mean the fish or the baseball team?" he asked. Kate's mom grabbed a towel from a seat at the back of the boat and handed it to Kate. Kate dried her brown ponytail, which poked out from her baseball cap. "Both. Today we're looking for fish," she said, and pointed to the picture of a blue marlin on her t-shirt. The marlin had a long spear-like nose and a tall fin along the top of its body. "We'll see the Miami Marlins tomorrow." "Well, these are the Marlins I want to see," Mike said. He tapped the Miami Marlins logo on his shirt. It showed a blue and orange marlin coming out of a big, colorful letter M. Mike and Kate were visiting Florida, and their Uncle Oliver, with Kate's mom, Laura Hopkins. She was a sports reporter for the American Sports website. Mrs. Hopkins was writing a story about the Miami Marlins baseball team. That morning, Uncle Oliver had driven them from his house in Miami down to the Florida Keys to go snorkeling. He'd promised there'd be lots of colorful fish. "I have my own favorite marlin," Uncle Oliver said. He had a bushy mustache and a large belly. "Maybe you'll meet him later." He tied the boat to a mooring anchor bobbing in the water. "The park ranger told me this would be a good place to snorkel. But remember, all the fish and animals in this area are protected, so don't touch any of them." "Or the coral. On the plane, I read that the coral reefs in Florida are in danger," Kate said. She loved to read. Uncle Oliver nodded. "Yep. Florida's coral reefs stretch from the dry Tortugas Islands in the south all the way up past Miami," he said. "They make a great home for fish." Uncle Oliver knew a lot about sea life. He was an animal expert who raised exotic fish. He ran a nature center called Panther Park. The workers at Panther Park helped injured animals and took care of animals that the police had rescued from poachers and smugglers. "The story I read said that poachers steal fish and sometimes coral, too," Kate said. "What's a poacher?" Mike asked. "Someone who cooks eggs?" "You're always thinking about food, aren't you?" Kate said. "Poachers aren't cooks. They're people who take animals illegally. Do you think we'll see any, Uncle Oliver?"
"Doubt it," Uncle Oliver said. "But people do pay a lot of money for rare animals and fish. And even coral, I guess. Instead of looking for poachers, you might want to watch for a real marlin. Did you know they can grow to be 14 feet or longer?"
"Wow," Kate said.
"They're also fast swimmers," Uncle Oliver said. "They can go over 60 miles per hour.
If I see one, I'm going to try to ride it," Mike said.
He pretended to make waves with his hand.
"How about sharks? Are there any around here?"
"Some," Uncle Oliver said. "But I don't think you need to worry about them."
"Well, when I see a shark, I know what to do," Mike said.
He made a fist with his right hand and smacked it into his other hand.
"I'm going to punch it in the nose. It makes them go away. That's what they said on TV.
Uncle Oliver laughed. "I've heard that too, but I'm not sure it really works," he said. "When you're done snorkeling, I have something special to share with you in Miami."
"Is it a shark?" Kate asked.
"Not quite," Uncle Oliver said. "But there will be fish. I'm going to the Marlins ballpark to unveil my new baseball fish. Would you like to come with me?"
The Miami Marlins had hired Uncle Oliver to oversee two aquariums in their ballpark. He had bred a special fish for the team that was shaped like a baseball.
"That would be great," Kate said.
Are you sure it's okay?
No problema, amiga, Uncle Oliver said. As long as Mike doesn't try to punch any of my fish.
Mike laughed. I won't punch them, he said. Then he pretended to swing a baseball bat. But since they're baseball fish, I might get confused and try hitting them.
Kate groaned.
Come on, she said. Let's go snorkeling.
Kate, Mike, and Mrs. Hopkins put on their bright yellow snorkels and masks. One end of the snorkel went into their mouths. The other end was made to poke up above the water so they could breathe without lifting their faces. Meanwhile, the masks let them see clearly underwater. They all slipped large plastic fins on their feet. The fins made it easy to swim as they looked for fish. Uncle Oliver stayed on the boat while Mrs. Hopkins, Mike, and Kate slid from the back into the bright blue sea. The sun reflected off their swim masks until they dropped their heads into the ocean. For the next half hour, they floated face down in the calm water, watching the fish under them. Mrs. Hopkins snorkeled near the boat while Mike and Kate explored. Mike saw silvery fish with yellow tails and lots of little fish that looked almost clear. He watched a school of small fish. He motioned for Kate to follow. The fish darted in and out of the coral reefs. Mike couldn't believe how many fish there were, but it was getting a little hard for him to see them. His mask was starting to fog up. Uncle Oliver had said that might happen. Kate pointed at a large green turtle swimming past. Mike peered through his foggy goggles and gave her a thumbs up. He liked the way the turtle moved its front flippers to swim and its back flippers to steer. Kate was just about to swim over to the boat when she started making wild movements with her arms to get Mike's attention. She motioned for him to turn the other way. Mike shrugged, kicked his fins, and spun around. He couldn't believe what he saw. A big black shark was coming straight at him. Chapter 2. Turtle Trouble. Mike clenched his fist to punch the shark. His breathing sped up. If only he could see better. Suddenly, the shark shot forward. Mike tightened his fist, but it swam right past him. Mike lowered his hand. His breathing returned to normal. If his face hadn't been underwater, he would have laughed. It wasn't a shark at all. From far away, the black object had looked like a shark through Mike's foggy goggles. But when it passed by, he could see that it was only a scuba diver in a black wetsuit and mask. He held a net, and a black mesh bag trailed along behind him. Kate turned and swam after the scuba diver. Mike let his feet drop. He popped his head above the water and spit out the snorkel. Finally, Kate swam over. They used their fins to tread water.
"Did you see that?" Mike asked. "That scuba diver looked like a shark."
"You've just got sharks on the brain," Kate said. "I'm glad you didn't try out your shark punch."
"Why'd you follow him?" Mike asked.
"I thought I saw him trying to catch a fish," Kate said. "That's why he went past you so fast. He was chasing a bright blue fish with his net, but I couldn't keep up with him."
"Too bad," Mike said.
Mike and Kate swam back to the boat. Mrs. Hopkins was already on board. When Uncle Oliver saw them coming, he sounded the horn.
"Toot, toot."
"Just in time," Mrs. Hopkins said. She gave Kate and Mike a hand up.
"We need to leave for the Marlin Stadium so Uncle Oliver can show everyone his baseball fish."
Kate and Mike grabbed towels and dried off. They sank onto the seats as Uncle Oliver drove the boat back to the dock. Kate spent most of the hour-long car ride studying one of Uncle Oliver's books on endangered animals. She tried to show Mike some of the pictures, but he was more interested in bouncing his tennis ball off the side window. He always carried a ball with him. Back in Miami, they headed straight to the stadium. After a security guard in a blue suit waved them through the employee's door, Uncle Oliver led them to the infield. A group of reporters with cameras mingled around home plate. Kate had never seen a ballpark with so many colors. The hallways were bright shades of green, red, yellow, and blue. The outfield fence and wall were lime green.
a huge set of windows behind the outfield.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?